good day to you. Welcome to another program of From Word to Word. Robin Deodat here, reminding you that this program comes to you with the compliments of the Environmental Management Consultants, EMC, Ghana's leading environmental management service provider, a promoter of green growth in Guyana. Our environmental term today, endangered species. Endangered species. I know you've heard of endangered species, but we'll give you the full story. According to the dictionary, here's a definition of endangered species. A species, plant or animal, threatened with extinction. Extinction. Extinction comes from extinct, which means no longer existing. So threatened with total wipeout, no longer in existence. Those are endangered species. We need to provide you with a little more information than the dictionary can in its two lines. So let's go to World Wildlife Fund that would deal with animals and wildlife, etc., and the National Geographic essays on endangered species, so we can give you some more information. And that essay in Encyclopedia Britannica actually says this: endangered species, any species that is at risk of extinction because of sudden rapid decrease in its population, or more likely a loss of critical habitat where it lives. Previously, any species of plant or animal that was threatened with extinction could be called endangered species, but there was a need to separate those that are immediately endangered and those who are about to be threatened. So you have threatened species, endangered species. The endangered ones are the ones that all these various organizations, WWF and so forth, are trying to safeguard. And of course, within country as well. Roughly, and the essay goes on, the Britannica says, roughly 99% of threatened species are at risk because of human activities alone. By the 21st century, it could be said that human beings, us Homo sapiens, are the greatest threat to biodiversity, plant and animals. The greatest of these threats, as we said, the loss of habitat, because we have to, human beings, have to continue with their economic activities, agriculture, logging, infrastructure, clearing to build houses and so forth. Because the rate of loss is highest among the most biologically diverse areas like this, actually, a perpetual battle is waged between development and managing our wildlife. So we have to ensure that we, especially Guyana, because we're a prime, Guyana, South America, Brazil, and so forth, a balance between economic development and the preservation of biodiversity. And I think we have a number of programs looking at that. Well, let's close with this quote from John Dingle, who said, "Living wild species are like a library of books still unread. Our heedless destruction of them is akin to burning that library down without ever reading the books." Just a reminder that this program comes to you with the compliments of the Environmental Management Consultants, EMC, Ghana's leading environmental management service provider, a promoter of green growth in Guyana. That's it for today. Join us next time for another program of From Word to Word.